Well, when I first heard about this recreational center, I was really excited because it is going to have a lot of things that I think our city needs.
Imagine having an indoor water slide and ice skating rink right at your back door. This is a possibility with the new recreation center that's being considered near University Farms. On Tuesday, student council members met with different people associated with the city to provide their thoughts on the matter.
So I thought that it'd be really fun if the new rec center could have
an indoor track so that you can exercise in the winter when it's cold.
More opportunities just to like have fun in general, so like an indoor water slide so it'd be more year-round.
Places where teens could hang out.
A roller skating rink because our community doesn't have one of those anymore.
Also a lazy river and a swimming pool.
Like a gray house area, like maybe like it's kind of like a coffee shop and a restaurant.
The students were very interested to be a part of this program.
I've always seen in movies that people always have a lot of fun at the rec centers, and we never had one in my community. So I thought it would be great if I could be a part of starting one.
Purdue students really have a monopoly on campus of all the study spaces, and it's weird when you go there as a high school student. And so having a place like that would be really nice.
It's fun to be able to have a say in what happens in the community.
I know they interviewed like Harrison kids and they did like a bunch of town hall meetings, but like we're a really hard group to try to figure out, like teens.
The student council members had a lot to say about the outcome of the meeting.
Yes, I think it was very successful. The people that were leading it were really organized and knew exactly what they wanted, and we were able to give them that information. So I think it was a successful, productive meeting.
You know, we don't know what they're going to choose yet to put in it, but now that they have our ideas, they know that that's what we want.
And here's Emma Dunford, the senior class president, to say what she thinks West Lafayette will be like in 10 years.
Well, West Lafayette in 10 years, it's going to be a hopping place. I think a lot more people are going to come here, and there's going to be a lot of new development, and I'm excited to see how it turns out. It's going to be pretty great.